It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels being joined by Rhett Miller of the Old 97's. Welcome.
Hi, Sky.
Just saw you a week ago. This is a cool guy that's sitting across from us, and I want everyone in Radio Land to give him a warm round of applause. Nice.
I heard it.
Rhett got up early in the morning to support KCSN at South by Southwest and play our radio day stage, and he went on, no ego. We called him, I think, on Thursday, like 3 or 4 days before,
yeah,
and asked if you would help us because South by Southwest had given us an extra slot. And Rhett said, sure, I'll be there, no problem. So,
well, I'm a big fan of the station. I'm a big fan of yours, and I'm happy to do it, man. I like
well,
to work.
It means a lot, and I want to extend that thank you on the air because it really does mean a lot.
Sorry about all the cursing.
That's all right. It's, you know, it's rock and roll, and you know, today, of course, we have... it'll sound, by the time we get through this live session, it'll sound like Morse code.
Exactly.
But, you know, we'll still make it work. On April 29th, Most Messed Up.
Yeah.
The new Old 97's record. You're on a new label, ATO.
Our first for ATO. Great label. Yeah.
Great label. Great label for a touring band, which, you know, if anybody knows about touring, evidently it's you, which... I kind of read the title, the more I learn about the album, in a couple of different ways. It could be The Most Messed Up or Most Messed Up, not us. But the album, and Bill Flanagan had, you know, the famous rock writer and U2 chronicler, had a great line that you have in your bio. He calls it a rock opera, a way-off Broadway musical about a musician's life, loves, and lubricants.
Yeah.
You were looking back and taking stock. Would that be one way of saying how the source of inspiration for this album came around?
Yeah, this is our 10th album, and it comes out on the 20th, not on the day of, but on the year of the 20th anniversary of our first album as a band. And, I mean, I had made a few records even before that, starting in high school, so... I have been doing this a long time, and I love it. And it never gets any less fun, which is so weird. You know, and now I've got a couple of kids, and I miss them when I'm gone. But beyond that, there's just no downside to this job. I'm surrounded by people I like. I get to create for a living. I get to travel around. I mean, you know, if I was at home right now, I'd be in snow. And here I am in beautiful, beautiful California.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Gonna play my guitar till my fingers fall off. Sing till my voice is gone. They might think I wasted my life, they're wrong. I'm not down with the uptight world. Never gonna be no square. Yeah, I'll circle around the edge of the big black void, but I don't wanna live down there. I'm better off being wasted than working my whole life through. Tonight I want to get wasted with you. Really, it's a pity that you're so hung up, missing all the mystery. You might want to make a little time with me. Oh, but you gotta get rid of that damn phone. Drop it down a wishing well. Dance on the edge of the big black void. Throw rocks at the gates of hell. We're better off being wasted than working our whole life through. Tonight I wanna get wasted with you. Play my guitar till my fingers fall off. Sing till my voice is gone. They might think I wasted my life, they're wrong. I'm not down with the uptight world. Never gonna be no square. Yeah, I'll circle around the edge of the big black void, but I don't wanna live down there. I'm better off being wasted than working my whole life through. Tonight I wanna get wasted with you. Tonight I wanna get wasted with you.
You tell me. You know, I'm going to assume by some of the songs, there's clearly a sense of the rock and roll life and what that means on the surface, and then what's really happening underneath the surface to cause some of that experience. Open up and let us know what you were trying to reveal through the songs. And it does seem like a love letter to rock, in a manner of speaking.
It very much is. Yeah, it's funny. There was a bit of a bait and switch that happened. Like, during our lifetimes, we've seen rock and roll go from being something that was shrouded in mystique, you know, and you know, what does KISS stand for? Knights in Satan's Service? Oh my God, you know, you know, and what's really happening backstage, and just the wild speculation, to now where you know what's happening backstage because they're Instagramming it every 5 seconds, or maybe there's a live video feed on a monitor out in front for all the people in the arena,
and it's sponsored by somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so I remember when I was a kid, I was a big Bowie fan, and I went when I was 13 and saw the Sirius Moonlight Tour, and I had a side of the stage seat. So when Bowie came off between the set and the encore, he walked down this tiny staircase, and somebody walked up and handed him a towel and a lit cigarette. And he stood there, and 16, 20,000 people were chanting, you know, Bowie, Bowie. And he took some leisurely drags off the cigarette and mopped his brow and had this very solitary moment while 20,000 people chanted his name. And I thought, that is the job I want. I want that job, you know, because how cool is that? And it's not because of some fake thing. It's because of these things he created, these songs that he put out in the world. And the songs go out and they make people love them, and they make people want to hear them, and they mean something to people. And I love that. I heard Tom Waits say a line one time when he said, you know, I write a song and then I say, okay, now fly away, go make daddy some money. And during our lifetimes, we've sort of seen a shift where the song doesn't make as much money, but we still get to do this, and we still get to go from, you know, town to town and club to club and theater to theater, and people still show up, and they still need it. They need the music, and they need the live performance, and they need the release that comes from watching somebody maybe make a fool of themselves dancing around on a stage and singing these songs that they've listened to in their room, and they feel like they know that person. And it, you know, it's like it's a moment where you share this thing. You know, the performer and the audience members all together, you're all in this thing together.
It's a community.
Yeah. And so no matter how much mystique gets stripped away from it, no matter how much the money dries up, it's still meaningful and to me, you know, really beautiful.
Your eyes are the color of the earth as seen from outer space. Got a gorgeous face, though it's a little odd. Tell me that you like the songs that tell the story of real love, the kind that's flawed. Let's drink whiskey and do it all night long. Let's get drunk and get it on. I'll take you to a cheap hotel out on the interstate. Well, you look so great to me. This is the perfect place for a rendezvous. It's got a rotten view, but the ice is free. Let's drink whiskey and do it all night long. Let's get drunk and get it on. Out a blanket beneath the water tower. Watch the meteor shower, heaven on display. We got right here, right now, lucky us. It's wondrous, what a perfect day. Drink champagne and make love all night long. Let's get drunk and get it on. Let's drink whiskey and do it all night long. Let's get drunk and get it on. Let's get drunk and get it on. Let's get drunk and get it on.
There is some darkness. Now, a lot of the titles, you know, we would believe that everything about the old 97's experience is, well, let's read some of the titles off. Longer Than You've Been Alive, well, that one, that doesn't have anything to do with you. Let's Get Drunk and Get It On, which is the first single off it. Wheels Off, Wasted, Guadalajara. Oh, hey, now as I go down the album, Intervention. Well, I see some twists and turns. Personal Relate, perhaps. There is some darkness in the record, too.
Yeah.
Was this you looking back and taking stock of things you learned, things you did, and perhaps things you wouldn't do again had you been given a manual?
Yeah, the pitfalls, man. It's funny that you pointed out the double meaning in the title, because honestly, that's something I wasn't super conscious of. But it is true that most messed up. A lot, you know, a lot of my contemporaries on the way up or on the way through, on the journey, you know, fell by the wayside because they gave in to the temptations too much, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a believer in moderation. I don't always practice it, you know. You know, some of this stuff is pretty autobiographical, but, you know, I blow it up to make it more interesting to listen to. You know, I think I'm doing all right, personally.
Hey, you got up in the morning to play a gig for us, so, you know.
Exactly.
I was hoping that wasn't at the tail end of a day, which then I wouldn't be giving you so many props.
No, a lot of people that do those morning gigs at South by Southwest do stay up all night, and it's really weird.
That gotta hurt.
But you know, the song Intervention that you talked about was pretty funny. We had Tommy Stinson from The Replacements and Guns N' Roses in, and he tracked a few songs live with us, and that was one of them. And
he doesn't know anything about that experience.
Yeah. It's funny, part of the reason he was on it was because he was in Dallas when we were doing some pre-production, and he had texted me and said, the Guns is playing, come out and see the show. So I went and saw him play, and we sit up till 5 in the morning, and then I got back to my hotel room, and I went to take my shoes off, and I thought the bed was one spot, and it was 5 feet back, and I fell down and broke my elbow.
Oh.
So it's just such a mess, you know? So, I mean, this is maybe speaking to the autobiography of the record. So I called Tommy the next morning, like, dude, I just got out of the emergency room, and, you know, we're supposed to have one more day of pre-production, and I need a rhythm guitar player to sub for me, so you have to, since this is your fault, you got to come and do it. And it sounded so great, because the way he chords stuff is different. You know, he's just, he approaches it differently, and so it really brought something new to the sound, and that's why he wound up playing on about half the songs on the record.
Next man up.
Next man up.
I'd have to think that in approaching this record, one can't escape some of the writing of Pete Townsend. You know, I was thinking, you guys need to cover However Much I Booze.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be a great, you know, song for you guys to pick up for this one, because Pete really did. He was one of the first chroniclers of the rock life, and talk about someone who you could read the lyrics of songs and relate. I'm sure some of those kind of artists informed you as well as your own experience, yeah?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And this is not exactly the kind of thing that Townsend was getting at with his, but one of the songs we did as a B-side outtake, whatever, for the record was the Clash song Career Opportunities. Mm. And there's a lot on this record that's about, hey, look, I chose a career path that was, you know, maybe didn't make me as much money as my friends growing up who are now doctors and lawyers and whatever. And maybe, you know, maybe it's not something I would choose for my kids necessarily, but this is what I did. I'm proud of it, you know? And so that kind of idea, the song I've got called Wasted, you know, they might think I wasted my life. They're wrong. You know, I know that this is what I was meant to do.
This is the ballad of drinking rye whiskey and sleeping till 2 on a warm afternoon. Telling your journal how badly you miss me. You can't believe I'll be coming so soon. This is the ballad of anticipation. Waiting and waiting and waiting and then finally getting the one you've been wanting. And guess what? It's time to start waiting again. This is the ballad we all must sing while we wait to find out what tomorrow will bring. This is the ballad of the conversations, heavy with silence and shuddering breath. You're self-destructing, your voice is all shaking. My reservations are all I have left. This is the ballad of trying to grow flowers so life will seem like it has meaning and stuff. Finding out all of those beautiful flowers will never be anywhere close to enough. This is the ballad we all must sing while we wait to find out what tomorrow will bring. While we wait to find out what tomorrow will bring. This is the ballad of drinking rye whiskey distilled in a barn that burned down around it. I find myself saying what I should be thinking. Your figure is flawless, I'm so glad I found it. This is the ballad we all must sing while we wait to find out what tomorrow will bring. While we wait to find out what tomorrow will bring. I can't wait to find out what tomorrow will bring.
The album's coming out on the 29th. You're going to do a show in Dallas. You're going to kick off in the quote-unquote hometown at the AT&T Performance Center and do the album.
With Black Joe Lewis, the great band from Austin, Black Joe Lewis. They're such a good band, man. I think they got a big future. But yeah, we'll do a bunch of songs off the new record, a bunch of, you know, favorites. And I think we'll have the record available early at that show for people who are there. But then we're here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, May 8th at the Belly Up and May 9th at the El Rey.
Yeah.
So we'll get involved with that show, you know, and we'll make sure that both those shows are packed to the gills and we'll have a good old time. So it's all, you know, again, when we say that you're a friend of the station, we know that and we are thankful for that, that you care. And we, in turn, you know, as friends do, we return the favor and we encourage all of our listeners, get ready. You've been hearing a couple of the songs from the new album, Most Messed Up. You're going to be hearing more as we move forward with it today. You know, great job performing some of them live. We can't say thank you enough to our friend Rhett Miller, Old 97s. Can't get ready for Most Messed Up, especially since I'm going to hear stuff in here that I go, I remember that.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out today.
Thank you, Sky. Congrats on the new towers, too. You got a lot of coverage. Y'all are doing great, man.
Well, and more to come. Knock on wood, we're this close to even more. And it's the game's going good for KCSN, and it's guys like you that help it make it so. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
It's 88.5 KCSN.